Okay, we've been discussing the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. I wanted to shift over now to the Birchas HaMotzi. And you'll notice it's a very, very unusual type of bracha. Most of the brachas that we make when it comes to food items is we're making a bracha on the raw material. We're making a bracha on the Pri Ha'etz. We're making a bracha on the Pri Adam. And really, wheats, grains, the proper bracha really should be Borei Pri Ha'adamah. The product of the bread is made out of grains, and that's a Pri Adamah. However, because of the chashivas of lechem, because of the chashivas that's a staple of all our su'udos, so therefore Chazal metaken a special bracha of Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And on a Musa Haskel level, there's some significance to that bracha, because when you think about the food processing process, whereby we go ahead and prepare food, so most, again, you have a fruit, you pull it off the tree, you can eat the fruit. Vegetables, you pull them out of the ground, you can eat them. When it comes to bread, so the amount of effort that is engaged in the making of bread, from the time that you're going ahead and doing the harisha on the soil, to the zriya, to the planting, to the harvesting, the working of the bread, turning the wheat kernel into flour, turning the flour into dough, turning the dough into, it's a whole process, takes months upon months upon months. And notice that bracha that we make. The bracha that we make is we're thanking Hashem, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. It's very striking. We're doing all the work. We do all that effort to produce bread, yet nonetheless, we still understand that the source of all our sustenance, the source of everything we have, is ultimately, we recognize Hashem's role in that process. And really, our kochos really come from Hashem, and that bracha of Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, when we're doing everything, but no, we understand that it's Hashem ultimately who's the motzi lechem min ha'aretz, and that's really a model for everything, that when it comes to the Birchas HaPas, really represents a model for everything. We might have a lot of effort that we put into our education, our parnasa, our learning, whatever it might be, and sure, we have to engage in that process, but we ultimately understand that the source of all our success, the enabler of all our success, is the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz is a real model for that concept. We make the bracha, we should have that idea in mind. The Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, identifies a number of hidurim that we should have when we make the bracha on pas. First of all, if you have choices of different types of bread, you have a few breads in front of you, one is more fresh, one is more tasty, so then you make the bracha on the one that's more chashiv. You have a number of different loaves, you make the bracha, even though you're going to eat all of them, let's say you have two rolls, you're going to eat one's a day old, one is fresh, so in general, one's larger, one is smaller, you typically will make the bracha on the more chashiv one. Historically, people always used to like white bread over whole wheat bread. Today there's a shift. Some people, for health reasons, even taste reasons, the whole wheat bread is very tasty. One might, again, depending on one's preference, one might indeed make the bracha on the whole wheat, even if he's going to have two, a whole wheat and a, depends on a person, what is more chaviv to the person, assuming the, otherwise the breads are equal. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you make the bracha, ideally, it's a hider, not ma'akev, you should take the bread in both hands. Yitain shtei yadav ala pas b'shas bracha, and you should actually spread all 10 fingers on the loaf of bread. That's a hidur lechatchila. Why? The Shulchan Aruch identifies a number of different reasons. One I think is the most striking is there are asara mitzvos, there are 10 mitzvos hatuyos bepas, that in order to go ahead and produce that bread, there are 10 mitzvos that you have to go ahead and navigate in order to get that loaf of bread on the table. Any idea what that 10 mitzvos are? You'll never guess. But here they are. The 10 mitzvahs are, number one is when you do the harisha, when you plow, you can't plow with animals that are kilayim. You can't do a shor and a chamor. The zriya, you can't plant two different kinds of seeds, or that's kilayim. During the disha process, the threshing process, which was done with animals, you're not allowed to muzzle your animals. Lek, that's three. Leket shik chapeya, the matnos aniyim, chuma, maiser rishon, maiser sheni, and chala. And all of those mitzvos are, again, navigated in order to produce the challah, the bread, and therefore the 10 fingers connected those 10 mitzvos. We have a practice, again, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, to have salt with bread. The reason for that practice is, historically, the bread was much coarser, was less tasty, and you would spice it up on the table. Today, our bread is already baked with salt and with spices, and therefore, me'ikra din. You don't have to have salt with your bread. The bread is tasty even without the salt. But lechatchila, the practice was, again, in the old days when the bread was not as tasty, so that you would enhance it. Since, again, it's a very chashuv bracha, you would enhance the bread with salt. A second reason the Ramah brings to have salt on the table, which most people are makpid on Shabbos, perhaps less so during the week, although it has nothing to do with Shabbos, is the Ramah writes, mikomakom mitzvah, even if you have bread that has been already salted, already flavored, it's very tasty, mikomakom mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kodim shivatza. You should have salt on the table, ki hashulchan dom el mizbeach, because the shulchan is like a mizbeach Hashem. That is like a mizbeach, it has kedusha, the ha'achila kekarbon, and the achila is like a carbon, and we're told, the pasuk tells in Parshas Vayikra, al kol karbonecha takriv melach, with your carbon you always salt the carbon. You always put salt on the carbon, and so too, since our shulchan is dom el mizbeach, and our shulchan is dom el mizbeach, and therefore the achila is like a carbon, so we enhance, just like we enhance our carbonos with salt, so you're supposed to enhance your shulchan with salt. Again, a Musa Haskell to keep in mind that the Kedusha is not just in a base hamedrash or in a shul. Kedusha permeates every aspect of our lives. And to understand that our mealtime is also a time of Kedusha, a time of mitzvah, and the salt there is to remind us of that concept. Just a quick vart, which I'm very fond of. I don't remember where I heard this, but the karbanos are brought with salt. Why salt? Why not honey? Sweeten up the carbon. Why make the carbon saltier? Why not sweeten up the carbon? So the idea, the word I heard, was that salt has a unique quality. Salt takes the essence of something and draws out the essence of something. For example, when you want to go ahead and salt meat, make it kosher, so you put salt on, and salt draws out the blood that is embedded inside the meat. In general, you put some salt, you flavor up a piece of steak. It's not the pshat you're making the steak salty, but the salt is drawing out the inner flavor of the steak. When you take a carbon and you put dvash on it, you put, let's say, honey on it, so all you're doing is you're taking this foreign substance, layering it with sweetness, and you're making it sweet, but it's something on the outside. It's not the essence of the carbon. It's taking something external and layering it on top. The salt mission is to go ahead and take the carbon and enhance it internally, to draw out its internal kochos. And when it comes to that's the koach of salt. So when you go ahead, we all kind of need a little of that, and to go ahead and do things that draw out our inner kedusha, our inner essence, to enhance, that's the bris melach that we have that's associated with all karbanos, and we translate that into every aspect of our lives, including mealtime, to take the meal, which has real inherent kedusha, and have the salt there to draw out its inner essence, its inner kedusha, and we should be zocher to take Kedusha and bring it into every aspect of our lives.